He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. A little chilly out there with that wind this morning, but not just terrible, but it's coming next week. Everybody needs to get their winterization brain cells operating. Make sure your little heater stoves are going in your well houses. Coming up starting next week, it looks like. And I've seen some reports out from the weatherman and other weather people that coming up starting around the 10th of January. I don't think Western Oklahoma is involved, but North Central, Northeastern, and a lot of Kansas, Nebraska, even down into Georgia and Alabama, maybe bust the record from 1994 as far as being cold. That's just what they're saying. That's a long ways out, but just, man, everybody needs to get prepared. Winter is finally here, and by all means, it should be. It's a little late as far as I'm concerned, but I've enjoyed the month of December and November. Don't get me wrong. Let's check out some temperatures around the listening area. 49 at Hollis, 48 here at Elk City, 43 at Arnett, 40 at the May Ranch, 39 at Beaver, out here in the panhandle of Texas, 43 at Miami, 47 at Dozer, 50 at Odell, and 47 at Childress. So, just some information for you. There's some pink catalogs all over the place. I've seen them everywhere that I've been to. Somebody's done a really good job from the Roger Mills County Cattlemen Association and got their 47th annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale booklets out. That sale's coming up a month from tomorrow, Saturday, February 1st at 12:15 p.m. at the Red Barn Arena there in Cheyenne. And I was just taking a little peek through there at some of the breeders that are in there, but I'm disappointed. I want to know what's going on. Secret Weapon, he's not in here. Where you at, Boswell? How come you're not in the catalog? I'm highly disappointed. I bet we got Markham Angus out of Wheeler there, Ackerson Angus Farms, Lazy S Ranch, 5D Cattle, John Mollett, TJ Torrell, Jenkins Angus Farms, Owen Ackerson, Twisted D Cattle, Matt Thornborough, Don Mahler, Heath Cattle Company, Ashton Cockrell, is that how you say that? Yeah, Cockrell is in there. JL Allen Cattle Company, and the Black Hereford Ranchers will be your producers. And how many bulls was they? I didn't even look at that. My bad. Got the catalog right here. 49 bulls will be selling. They had an awesome sale last year, and there was some really good bulls there. So put that on your schedule. February 1st, Saturday, at Cheyenne at 12:15. Any questions? I know it's Linda Lucas, Ryan Long, and Ashley Yeager. Contact if you got any questions about the bull sale, but there's catalogs everywhere. They're pink. You can't miss them. Okay. We lost a really probably, I put him up there in the top couple of two or three presidents that I've known in my lifetime. President Carter, you guys have all heard by now, passed away this last weekend, in Georgia at his home. But I wanted to talk about him a little bit today because he's one of the only two presidents that I've met in person. As you guys remember, he came to Elk City, 76? What's up, JC? He came in here in 1976 and made that campaign promise like Jared was talking about on the news earlier to come back. And come back. I remember I was here both times he was, he came to Elk City. I remember him staying in Larry Wade's house there by the Loves here on 3rd Street, just east of Randall, and just he was just one of us. You know, he sat down and he talked with anybody and everybody, had the town hall meetings. I also remember the sniper, the Secret Service sniper on the First National Bank building downtown. I remember that. And I didn't get to vote for him the first time, and I did vote for him the second time, even though he lost to, I believe, Ronald Reagan. He was the first president that I ever voted for, and he was a good man. Jimmy Carter served as the 39th president of the United States from 1977 to 81. He was awarded the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize for work to find peaceful solutions to international conflicts, to advance democracy and human rights, and promote economic and social development. But also, he was a peanut farmer, and that's why I wanted to talk to you guys. You guys talk all the politics and what he's done all you want, but I just think it's a cool story that a peanut farmer ended up being president of the United States. He was in the Navy. He's a veteran, served as a submarine commander, I believe, as a lieutenant or lieutenant commander. I don't know, my Navy ranks that good. Army, different story. What's interesting that I remember on some of the TV back when news was reported as news on the major networks, you know, Air Force One was not Air Force One when President Carter was president. It was actually Peanut One. I bet you guys don't remember that. The popularity and curiosity about the peanut grew significantly during the successful 1976 presidential campaign that put Jimmy Carter in the White House. The image of the peanut was seen around the world as a symbol, not only as a president, but also the town of Plains, Georgia. Born in 1924, James Earl Carter, same initials as mine, except for the junior. He's got a junior. Grew up on his parents' 360-acre farm. In Carter's early years, his father began growing peanuts, a crop that would make an impact on his life. His family first raised the small Spanish peanuts, which were used as salted nuts and candy bars and some varieties for hog feed. At the age of five, Carter sold boiled peanuts on the streets of Plains. When Jimmy was growing up on the farm, 3 acres of land produced a ton of peanuts, generating about $60 in income, which for the time was actually a pretty good return on your money. It was actually excellent. During the harvesting season, every able-bodied person was needed for the peanut harvest. Of this experience, Carter later wrote, "The key to peanut harvest was the thrashing machine, which we called a picker because it picked the nuts from the vines. It was most often driven by a flat belt from the rear axle or wheel of a truck, and then dried stacks were hauled into wooden sleds, each pulled by a mule. The nuts were collected in a basket or wash tub and dumped into a pickup truck or a wagon. The nutritious dried vines were baled for animal feed. This was a big and important operation and involved all the men on the place. When Earl Carter died in 1953, his son resigned from his career in the U.S. Navy to return to Plains to manage his father's farm supply business and several hundred acres of land. Jimmy later decided that instead of just buying and reselling certified seed, as his father had done in his business, it would be more profitable if he started growing the peanut seed himself. The increased income enabled him to expand the warehouse operation. Carter's warehouse not only included sale of certified seed peanuts, but also included the service of supplying liquid nitrogen, bulk fertilizer, and lime. The warehouse also bought corn, provided custom grinding and mixing, and gin cotton. Fire and casualty insurance was also available through the Carter agribusiness. While he served as president, Jimmy Carter placed the family farm supply business into the protection of a blind trust before he left for Washington, D.C. in 1977. The trust allowed for a law firm in Atlanta to take full administration of the farm supply business during his years in the White House, the Carters felt that the relinquishing the business to someone else's care would separate them from these affairs and avoid the possibility of their financial holdings resembling any conflict of interest while President Carter was in office. Their personal counsel, Charles Curbo of the Atlanta law firm, was their financial trustee. Following the election loss in 1981, the Carters were informed by him that because of 3 years of drought and several changes in warehouse management, they were over $1 million in debt. Guess we know he wasn't using his presidential deal to gain any money, huh? As they struggled to recover from the unexpected financial blow, the solution to their problem became evident. The Carters sold the family business and also began writing books, which helped them recover financially. The Carters have personal land holdings in Sumter and Webster counties, Georgia. In the past, these lands were used for agriculture and timber production. After the return from the White House, the Carters reassessed their land use, expanding on their commitment to good land stewardship. The Carters managed their land to be economically productive and to provide for wildlife and recreation. Their land also has become a certified tree farm. The Carters not only set a good example, but they also publicly shared their views on stewardship, conservation, and protection of the environment. Peanuts are still the mainstay of the economy in Plains, Georgia. The town of about 700 people supports 2 peanut processing warehouses and celebrates the harvest of peanut with a hometown celebration the 4th weekend in September. I thought that was a really good write-up on President Carter. I know one thing, I was young back there. Besides him being president and growing peanuts, I remember his brother, Billy. How about Billy's beer? So, sorry, I was a kid back then, and I drank some of it, I'm not going to lie. And boy, his brother was a character, though, you got to admit. And the only other president that I seen in person was in 2004, President George Bush came to the Daytona 500 in February when I was down there for the stock car race. Or NASCAR race, and I just remember how cool it was. If any of you guys have been to Daytona or been to the racetrack or anywhere around Daytona, you know the airport's right there by the racetrack. So we were set up in RV back there on the terrace on the back straightaway. We had best seats in the house. That's all I can tell you. We had the best seats in the house. All I remember is Air Force One coming in to land, and that's a huge plane when you're that close to it and it's landing. So Air Force One landed, seeing him loading President Bush up into the presidential limo, and they come up on the racetrack, made a round around the racetrack. Of course, he was waving at me, and I heard him say, "Hey, what's up, Jimmy?" I know he did. I'm pretty sure I can read lips pretty good. Anyway, he stayed there for the whole race, and what a great race it was. And so that's my stories on both presidents I've met in person myself, and or close to person. President Bush wasn't, but Mr. Carter, I did get to shake his hands at the gym here when he had the town hall meeting. He's a wonderful guy, so he's gonna be missed. And you guys have any stories you want to tell about President Carter? If you have any, or any other presidents, you can text them in here at 580-225-9697. We got to go to break, but today is Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. And text in your hay that you have for sale. I need to know what kind, by the bale, by the ton, round, square, how much, can you load? Text all that in to me. I already got one text in already. So get your pen, some pen and pencil ready for the last segment of the show, and we'll have some hay for sale. We're going to take a break, and it's a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We are no longer taking 2 to 3 years to get teeth straightened. We have several cases that range anywhere from 3 to 8 months. Fast braces are amazing. It's a patented wire system with advanced brackets that help to move and rotate the teeth at the same time. They are very fast. Traditional braces go through a different series of wires. Fast braces is all one wire. We had a particular patient, and I mean, he was done in 3 months. Mom was ecstatic.
I'm Dr. Jamie Cameron at Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics in Weatherford, and on Mondays at Liberty Dental in Carnegie. Our website is swdentalok.com, or just Google us.
Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry. And I've got to say, it's pretty life-changing for us whenever we see you with your new smile.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
This is Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 16th. 1,549 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 510 brought 327. 5 at 533 brought 330. 10 at 616 brought 306. 24 at 664 brought 279. 7 at 802 brought 227. 26 at 803 brought 257. 9 at 968 brought 236. 8 head of heifers at 444 brought 295. 5 at 484 brought 308. 12 at 547 brought 278. 6 at 558 brought 259. 8 at 629 brought 254. 6 at 869 brought 222. 7 at 956 brought 219. Butcher cows were 90 to 136. Butcher bulls brought 99 to 157. Bred cows were 1,300 to 2,000. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Wellington, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. 48 degrees, wind chills 43, the humidity's 48, dew point's 29. Winds out of the north at 14 with wind gusts up to 16. Peak wind gusts today so far, 27 miles an hour. 0.02 inches of moisture so far, month-to-date precipitation. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 50 degrees. Pretty warm. Things are still growing at that. All right. I got a question for you. I have a pair of, if you're watching on Facebook, I'll show them to you right there. You see them? These are nice leather gloves that the Great Plains Bank has so generously gave to me to give away to you guys. And I dropped some off at KWFX 100.1 at Woodward. So you guys can play this game. If you want to win some gloves, I dropped some gloves off there. So if the winner is from up in northwestern Oklahoma, I got you covered. I'm on this. I know you guys have been whining about not being able to, because I'm not mailing you these gifts. You're going to come get them. But anyway, I got you covered on the gloves from the Great Plains deal. I'm going to take the fourth person with the correct answer and text your name in with your answer, please, if you want to win the gloves. You want to just play, don't text your name in. How many times did Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, visit Elk City? There you go. Pretty simple. If you was listening in the first part, you'll know. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb's dealerships. Grain market update. Kind of looks like it's, I don't know, all over the place, really. Nothing terrible, nothing great, but it's positive and it's negative. How's that? March, corn, 458, up 5 3/4. May, 465, up 5.5. Soybeans for January, 994, up 12. March, 1006, up 14.25. Soybean meal, January, 304, up 140. March, 315, up 320. Soybean oil, January, 39.87, up 15. March, 40.26, up or down 4, sorry. Down 0.04. What would that be? 0.04 of a penny. Hard red winter wheat, March, 5.56, up 0.25. May is unchanged at 5.64. Cotton for May, 69.53, down 6. July, 70.50, down 9. Energies, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil, February, 71.96, up 97. And we got natural gas, February, 3.59, down 34. Looks like the NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow are all in the red today. Nothing terrible going on there, but they are in the red. Live cattle, February, 191.27, up 97. April, 194.10, up 107. Feeders for January, 263.12, up 150. March, 262.80, up 175. April, 263.15, up 187. And the hogs are in the red, the lean type. February, 80.97, down 65. April, 86.57, down 47. All right, machine repeat. My man, machine repeat. No one knows more about the world of used ag equipment than machine repeat. As he peers into his crystal ball, he says the new year could be a good time to buy late model used machinery because trends point to a turnaround that could happen quickly, is what he's saying. This past year has just been crazy in the world of ag machinery with falling sales, manufacturer layoffs, plant closing, and dealerships shutting down. Meanwhile, equipment prices keep rising. No one knows this world better than Machine Repeat, who offers some surprising observations on that. For instance, he thinks 2025 could be a good year to invest in late model used equipment. He points to the amount of 0 to 3 year old equipment sold at the auction this year, which was up 399% versus the first year, the most recent ag downturn in 2014. Dealers have become more aggressive than I've ever seen them. He tells Unscripted co-host Tyne Morgan and Clinton Griffiths. They hate doing it, and they're taking huge losses, but if they keep the equipment on the lot, they're paying 8% interest, so they're taking them out to the auction. The key to getting a good deal, he says, is acting quickly. History may tell farmers that tough times will provide leverage to buyers, but in current sales climate, that advantage won't last as long as it has in the past. The rate of turnaround on late model used equipment is 400% higher than it was a decade ago. While 2025 will be a good buying opportunity for people, this whole thing is going to turn faster. Timing is everything, he says. The key difference is today's marketplace from past boom and bust cycles, and the manufacturers and dealers are now tighter in their communication. He explains on that podcast, they want to sell, but they focus on attacking problem one, he says. I've never seen this big of an emphasis before. They have a mission to smash out late model used inventory. The focus should work in the buyer's favor in 2025. But again, he believes the advantage won't last very long. When the inventory is gone, prices on new equipment will be even higher. In the 35 years that he's been watching and reporting on the ag equipment market, Machine Repeat has seen many changes in cycles. While predicting the future is never a sure thing, he feels certain that all those changes in cycles will occur quickly than ever before. I just wanted to pass that along with y'all you guys. Speaking of machinery, I don't know, I was about 3:30 this morning, I couldn't sleep, so I got on Facebook and I was looking at some ag stuff. I come across this pretty cool Facebook page, and I noticed nobody I know is likes his page, so I wanted to share this with you. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get them to come on my show because I think it's a cool family ag business they have. But Diversified Hoods LLC out of Georgia, Poland, Georgia to be exact. I wonder if that's home with the Poland chainsaw. Probably is. I need to find that out too. I've noticed some of my friends that's got the 8,000 series tractors, the 20 or 30 series tractors, the 7,000 series. I haven't looked at the hoods on 4720s, but I noticed some of them have some cracks on those hoods. And this page didn't come up, but it was on a tractor repair page, and they was talking about how you can drill a hole when you see a crack in your hood on those series of tractors, and that'll keep it from spread, and then how they were using epoxy on the backside of it and a little bit of green tech something on the top of it. I don't remember exactly what the deal, but this came up. Somebody answered in there and said, hey, you need to look at Diversified Hoods LLC. They make aftermarket tractor hoods for 8,000 20 series, 8,000 30 series, and all the 7,000 series and the 4720 hood. So sprayer. So check him out, man. They've it's really cool. I mean, it looks like factory stuff, but they've made a business in there. These hoods are affordable. I could just imagine what one of those hoods cost brand new. I have no clue. I was looking to see if they had one for my 4960, but they're not into that older model yet. So check it out, Diversified Hoods LLC on Facebook. They're out of Georgia, and they make replacement hoods for these all these series tractors I was talking about, like a 8430, a 7820, blah blah blah. So check them out, it's pretty cool. I just want to pass that information on to you. All right, let's take a break, a Stockman Vet break. And I stopped by there this morning. Little baby vet back here sleeping, not even knowing all the noise going on around her. Dr. Mouse, she was into a Rottweiler's mouth, and I didn't even want to watch. I just turned around, got my stuff, and got out of there. But anyway, they got it going on down there, so we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards. Anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Man, you guys lit up that text line with the Jimmy Carter question. I do have a winner. I notified them that they won. It's crazy. As fate would have it, somebody from Woodward won. How about that? Congratulations. I'm not saying names. Maybe somebody's not supposed to be listening to my show and they're supposed to be working. So anyway, congratulations. All right, let's check out some weather, ag weather up in northwestern Oklahoma. Matter of fact, I'll just do Woodward. How about that? Let's see here. Woodward, there it is. Gotcha. Rutrow, there it is. 46 degrees. Feels like 40, dew point's 29, humidity's 52. The winds are out of the north at 11, wind gust up to 18. 10-day rain total, 13/100 of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 46 degrees. Sunset at 5:32, 46 for a high. Looks like you made it today. The winds, looks like they're going to calm down here in just a little bit. And then tonight, 24. It's going to get a little chilly. Partly cloudy, north winds switching out of the south at 2 to 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow looks like just New Year's Day, looks beautiful. Partly sunny, high of 46, south winds 2 to 9 miles an hour. So it won't be too bad out there tomorrow. While I'm thinking about it, guys, again, thanks for another great year with the show. And I want to wish everybody a happy New Year's. And I want everybody to be safe tonight. If they go out celebrating, just be careful. Get you a designated driver if you're going to drink, and just be safe. We've got a lot of things happening here. I don't even want to start. Again, Hay Day Tuesday's happening. I've already got two people texting some hay for sale, so get your pen and pencil ready. Get your pen, pencil, and paper ready, and write these down if you're looking for some hay. And we got some grass, rye. Right through the cow. We got all kinds of stuff coming up here later on in our next segment here in about 7 or 8 minutes. All right, you've already heard. I announced it last week. You know, Transparency Act. Texas judge held it up. You know, the deadline was January 1st, original one, and they delayed that. Then the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court updid that. So now it was January 15th. Well, if you haven't heard, there's another hold on it. The same appeals court put another hold on it. And the best that I can read is maybe up until March that it's due now, March 1st, maybe. I seen it somewhere, but I can't see it in any of my emails. But anyway, it's on hold again. Probably most of us have already got it turned in. This is probably not that big a deal. So anyway, craziness with this CTA deal. Also, if you're bored and you want to go somewhere here in a couple weeks, head to Georgia to the Georgia Peanut Farm Show and Conference. It's Thursday, January 16th from 8 a.m. to 2:30 at the University of Georgia's Tifton Campus Conference Center. I think the coolest thing is there's all the big peanut machinery people bring their stuff down there. Need some friends from up here to go down there and buy one of those pull type thrashers, pickers, whatever you want to call it, with the self-unloading belt or whatever they call that thing on there. I think that'd be really cool to watch on the pull behind. I've seen them on the self-propel. So there you have it. Well, today is Heyday Tuesday. Let's check out some reports on hay. Just remember, this hay report I give to you is from the USDA. It's hay market prices. It's from people that actually report the sale of their hay. I really honestly don't think it reflects too much of what we actually sell it for, but it's close. Some of it's close. Alfalfa hay, let's check out Kansas, 160 premium, 160 delivered to 250, goods 110 to 180. Missouri's 200 to 300 premium, 150 to 200 on good. New Mexico, nothing available this week. Oklahoma, 200 to 230, that's delivered. Good is 130 to 150. Texas, 250 delivered to 360, 230 delivered to 270 on good alfalfa. Grass hay prices, according to this, Kansas premium is 180 per ton. 60 delivered to 225 delivered on good. Missouri, 200 on premium, 125 on good. I'd like to see what that premium grass hay was that sold for $200 a ton. It's got to be square bales or something. I don't know. That's pretty good money for grass hay. Nothing available on premium Oklahoma grass hay. They do have some that's 150 delivered per ton on good. Texas is 220 to 240 and premium at 155 to 225 delivered on good grass hay. That's all I got on that right there. All right. Stockman's Vet Clinic. I'm going to read you my original live read for the end of the year for Stockman's Vet. This is the first thing I ever read for Stockman's Vet almost 3.5 years ago. Stockman's Vet Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, even surgery on Rockwaller's mouse this morning, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animals surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and a on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. Speaking of that, bull sales are firing up this month, gentlemen. They're going to be going on for about the next 90 days. If you get a chance, bring your bull in, get them checked. In case they're bad, you can go ahead and take them to the sale barn and go buy you a new bull. You know you want to, so you might as well do it. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, we'll have our Heyday Tuesday segment. If you're wanting to sell or you're wanting to even buy some hay, all you need to do is text in what kind of hay, by the ton, by the bale, what kind, can you load, whole nine yards. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
Are you Mr. Fix-It? Like to make things run? When you're covering expanded areas with long-term contracts, you hire more people. Canyon Oilfield Services needs lead mechanics with tech tool knowledge and with your own tools. And they need these lead mechanics in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. They also need experienced roustabouts and Class A CDL drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. The pay is oil field good. And Canyon's large customer base and diverse services means job security. Benefits are exceptional. Health, dental, vision, and life insurance, a good retirement plan, and a longevity bonus at the end of the year. Hiring lead mechanics, roustabouts, and drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. Apply at the Elk City office on Highway 6, 3/4 mile south of the golf course. Or call 225-7100. 225-7100. 225-7100. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the keyword is service.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
The Big 3 Year-End Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles now through the end of the year at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people with great deals for you this holiday season.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 16th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sale of elite genetics, something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattlemen's luncheon January 9th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Gould, Oklahoma. Most of you guys probably know where that's at. Well, it's just a little east of Hollis. Here's your ag weather update brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. There in Hobart, America, 50 degrees, feels like 47, dew point's 31, the humidity's 48, The winds are out at northeast at 7. 3/1000ths of an inch. No, 3.0 3/100ths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 51 degrees. Sunset at 5:39. Mostly sunny and 53 degrees tonight. Mostly clear, 28. And New Year's Day, 50, mostly sunny with light winds out of the southeast. How about that? All right. See here. Let's do one thing before we go to Hay Day Tuesdays. Today is the last day of the holiday antlerless deer gun season. So don't wake up in the morning and go shoot some does out there in the morning thinking that you're still legal, because you're not. Today is the last day. Archery season still does continue tomorrow to the, I think, the 15th. And then also, what is this, January 3rd? Oh, I got this. Big Elk TV, Altus in Elk City. I guess the girls and boys are headed down to Altus, and it'll be live on BigElkTV.com, starting the girls at 6:30 and the boys at 8 o'clock. Whoa.
Girls at 3.
What?
At 4:30. Girls at 3.
And the boys at 4:30? Ah, see, man, I got professional sports people in here. The girls will be at 3 and the boys at 4:30. I got it right that time. My bad. This will be January 3rd. What is that? Friday? Elk City at Altus on BigElkTV.com. And there's also past games available on Big Elk TV. Paragon TV, no broadcast coming up on that, so no games. They'll start back up next week with all of our local smaller schools going. Canute, Hammond, Merritt, Leedy, Cheyenne, all of them. Eric, Sayre, they'll be all getting after it next week. How about that? All right, let's see here. Let's go to the text line. Check out some hay. All right, you guys ready? Got your pen and pencil with your paper ready? I got it right that time. Approximately 100 bales of native and blue stem grass round bales southeast of Elk City. $40 a bale. Can load evenings and weekends. 580-799-1036. Say again, that looks like a pretty good deal there. Approximately 100 bales of native and blue stem grass round bales southeast of Elk City. $40 per bale. Can load evenings and weekends. So this guy's got a regular job too, like a lot of us. 580-799-1036. And then we got, what do we got here? We got 140 bales of rye and true to cow mix, $50 a bale. $300 bales of rye at 50 bucks a bale. Can load, 580-729-0356. Carter, Oklahoma. 140 bales of rye and true to cow mix, 50 bucks. 300 bales of rye, 50 bucks. These are all round bales. Can load, 580-729-0356. And that's all I got today. It was pretty good for a holiday. And anyway, thank you, Great Plains Bank, for bringing this. So you guys, keep in mind, this is going to go year-round with this Hay Day Tuesdays. It's free to advertise your hay. You can do it every Tuesday. It's not a one-time deal. It's free to advertise your hay on the show, whether you are. And plus, if you need to buy some, check it out. I can help you out there too. And thanks, Great Plains Bank, again for providing this segment for people to sell and buy and trade their hay. We call it Hay-dio, not Tradio. Hay-dio. And that's all I'm going to do. If there's something comes up, one of our farmer listeners needs something, I'll try to help you out there. I can be a good guy. All right, let's see here. Let's check this out. I really didn't know much was going on with this till I read this report. Anyway, this report warns losing glyphosate could reshape farm bill costs and policies. You guys been paying any attention to that? A recent report released by the Directions Group, formerly known as Aimpoint Research, outlines potential ripple effects across several key areas of the U.S. ag policy if farmers lose access to glyphosate. According to the report, titled Farm Bill Programs and the Role of Crop Protection Tools, reduced availability of the herbicide could significantly affect costs, yields, and various titles of the Farm Bill. The research, based on open source data and economic modeling, suggests that losing glyphosate would create a challenging regulatory environment. Mark Purdy, Executive Vice President of AgriFood, the Directions Group, noted that inconsistent state and federal pesticide regulations could make it difficult for farmers to effectively manage weeds and protect their crops. He emphasized that these challenges have broader policy consequences, potentially influencing future farm bill debates. Economic impacts also highlighted. Dave Judy, executive advisor to the Directional Group and lead economist for the report, said the rising production costs might force policymakers to reconsider spending on commodities, conservation, and nutritional programs. He warned that the higher costs could push lawmakers to reduce budgets, affecting programs like the SNAP program. They always say that. And that SNAP deal goes up every farm bill. They always, oh my God, we're going to lose money in the SNAP. Baloney. It goes up every time. They spend more on it every time. So I don't bite into that statement right there. The analyst showed that food inflation might more than double compared to current forecast. Additionally, farmers could face a $2.89 million decrease in annual net farm income, which they did last year anyway. Other potential outcomes include $7.1 billion increase in the nutritional program cost and $2.946 billion rise in crop insurance expenses over the 25-29 farm bill period. Environmental impacts are also at stake, as CO2 emissions could increase by over 33 million tons annually, and past investments in cover cropping may be undermined. Okay, we'll see about that. Let's see here. Here's one. Let's see, what time is it? I got it. I want to share this with you guys. Here's one of the biggest stories, I think, in the hay business, as far as balers are concerned. This story came out in March, and I want to share you. This is my last story of the year. You won't have to listen to me anymore this year. How about that? It's typically large square and round bales that dominate the countryside, and for many years, major machinery manufacturers weren't motivated to invest large resources into small square bale production. This trend may be changing, according to Kevin Schinners, ag engineer for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. A recent Forage Focus article from the Midwest Forage Association, Schinners notes, we are now seeing the introduction of exciting new baler equipment and cutting-edge technology aimed at significantly enhancing baling productivity. Historically, the small square balers have lagged in baling efficiency compared to large package balers because nobody wants to haul them anymore. And yeah, there's all kinds of technology to load them in 20 bale squares and stuff, but still, there remains a strong demand for small square bales in the equine, small animal, and export markets. I'm telling you, if you have a chance to put up some small square bales, do it, because one thing I get asked, if I know where any hay bales are, small bales, and you see it on Facebook, anybody got any of these and all that. So it's very important. To meet capacity demands, large acreage farmers often resort to operating multiple small square balers simultaneously, thereby incurring additional costs stemming from extra tractors and labor, he explains. While innovation twin hitch systems from shortline manufacturers have aimed to address this issue by enabling the operation of two small square balers with a single tractor, their compatibility with smaller fields may be limited. Many small square bale customers are extremely selective about the hay that they purchase, especially horse people. bales must meet a certain quality and visual standard. They often must always have consistency in shape, length, and numbers of flakes and weight, while numerous factors influence these physical characteristics. Ground speed and plunger frequency play pivotal role in producing uniform bales. That's the last story of the year, people. That's all I got to say this year, except for this. You guys have a happy New Year's and be safe tonight. And see you Thursday. We'll have a show tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Happy New Year's, everybody.